Well, Dale, here it is, the 15th of February, 7:30 o'clock in the evening. Grandpa came down and listened to the tape that we got this week. First time chance he'd had to hear it. And Mother fixed he and I a sandwich, so we ate that and watched Lawrence Welk, and of course he listened to your tape. So I told him while he was here, and I had a new tape, I wanted him to talk to you. So here he is, and I don't know what all he'll have to say. It may not be very much, and he can talk as long as he wants to.
Hello, Dale. I'm down at your father and dad's, and we've been listening to the radio, and we enjoyed your message that you sent to us on the tape. We think of you a lot every day, and we'll be glad as you'll be, to see you when you get home, and hope it won't be long. And as far as that roast is concerned, we'll have plenty of them when you get here, if you give me just about 4 hours notice to cook them in. And I know your mother's awful glad to get to hear your voice again. I imagine you had a good time over in Hong Kong, and I hope you didn't get in any trouble over there. So, Mr. Scott, he's been in the hospital and operated on, and he's not doing very good. And I don't know what his trouble is, but his right arm is swollen up pretty bad to his elbow, and now his legs is gone to swelling. And he don't never say very much. He doesn't know what's his trouble, and the doctors don't either. And I went up to the hospital last night to see Bud Fletcher. I suppose you know that he was operated on. And I didn't get to see him because they had no visitors on the room. And your father said that he was a pretty sick boy yesterday, so I don't know when I'll get to see him. But when I do, I'll send him your best regards. I know it'll be all right with you. And sure, she's in Lubbock. I suppose she'll be back home tomorrow night, maybe. I'm not sure about that. And I don't know much more to say to you. All the rest of the kids are doing pretty good. Dorothy and the boys is getting along fine, and they got a little baby girl about 2 months old. She weighed 7.5 pounds when she was born, and was 22 inches long. And Dorothy said she looked just like me, and I said, "It was a poor child. She sure is up against it." So I'll let your mother come over here and get a hold of this out and talk some. This is the first time I ever tried this deal.
Hello, Dale. I don't know if it'll excite you as much as it did me when I came in Wednesday night. Daddy and Sherry were playing your tape. It was really wonderful to hear your voice. Of course, as we told you on the telephone, and the things I say tonight, I probably wrote in the letter. But anyway, then when you called, that just finished our day. It was really great to hear you, and we can hardly wait till you get home. We visited with the Sneeds last night, and they're pretty upset because Gary's been put on the ground. He's going to have to direct the fire from the helicopters to the ground. And he was not very happy about it either. He called them twice from Okinawa. They were expecting another call from him. I guess he's still in Okinawa, and then he'll be stationed, we don't know where, there in Vietnam, probably a little bit different than he was. We've been real busy trying to finish the bathroom. It's been going on about a month. We had quite a ordeal over it. We first started with the floor. Then we decided we better paint the base shoe, then the baseboard, then we decided we better paint halfway up the wall. Well, we got that way, and then I got sick. So Sherry came home about that time from Abilene. So she told me, she said, well, let's paper the top side of the wall. Well, I had a little more painting done to do on the ceiling. And so then she and I went down to Sherwin-Williams and we looked at some paper and got the prices and came home. We told him that we'd come back. Well, we discussed it and decided we'd get it. But it took us a week to get the bathroom. We was piddling around with it to get it ready. We went back down to get the paper. He says, oh, I'm sorry. He says, we don't have it in stock. I have to order it. So I said, well, go ahead and order it. So I came home and I got to thinking, if I could get that paper in town, I'd do it. Well, I looked all over town and nobody had paper in stock, at least not very much. So I went to Williams Paint Store and found some paper we liked better. So I canceled my order at the other place, and then we have our paper and have it started. But maybe we'll get it done at least by the time you get home. Sherry's all excited about her wedding plans. I don't know all the details yet, but she's going to write you. She tells me one thing one day and one another, so she gets real excited about it. And she and Jess will make some final plans this weekend. Well, I'm going to let Daddy talk to you. I've been pretty busy today. I cleaned house from 5 o'clock until about 1, and went to the beauty shop, and then went to the hospital to try to see Mabel and Bud. But, of course, they're not having visitors, which is well and good. Billy Smith's in the hospital. I don't know what's wrong with him. Ulcers, I think, at the age of 16. And then I've just been writing letters and paying bills and reading. Well, I'll let Daddy have it now.
Nellie, I got your card that you wrote me just before you went to Hong Kong, and I enjoyed getting it. And you write me whenever you can, and we'll be just awful glad when we get to see you and you come in home, and hope it ain't too long. And I know the folks will be tickled to death too, and a lot of your friends. So here's your papa.
Well, I know you'd enjoy hearing Grandpa, and I've been intending to get him on a tape, but hadn't been where we could up till now. But anyhow, that'll bring you up to date on Bud. As I told you on the phone the other night, they operated on him, and he had a cancer in his bladder. Bud hadn't been having any trouble up until about 2 weeks ago, and he noticed he was passing some blood. So he started going to the doctor, and so they didn't think there was anything very serious. Then last Friday, which was a week ago yesterday, they run a cystoscope on him. They did determine that he had a tumor. They didn't know, of course, whether it was malignant or not, but said that in all probability it was. So they operated on him, and it was malignant, and they couldn't remove the whole tumor. They had to just remove all they could of it and then burn the place where it was. They recommended that as soon as it gets able, which Conway said it'd be 4 to 6 weeks, that he goes to Albuquerque and take cobalt treatment. Said you have to assume that you didn't get all the cells, and that perhaps the cobalt would kill the balance of them. This is what they're hoping for, of course. Right now he has some other problems with the surgery that really caused him to be sick. I talked to him this morning just a minute, but he was nauseated and hasn't been resting to speak of at all. But anyhow, we're just hoping for the best. Mabel had a kidney removed last Thursday, the one that's been giving her a lot of trouble for the last 2 or 3 years. But she is getting along better than the doctors expected her to. Anyhow, as Grandpa told you, Sherry's in Lubbock, and the homecoming, which I'm sure you expected. And I sent you the deal that Jess wrote inviting you. He intended to get it and send it direct to you, but the secretary mailed it before he had an opportunity to. Everything out the office is about so-so, of course shorthanded without Bud, but Ida Mae Stevenson has been answering telephone for us during the days that she can come out. I don't know whether you remember her or not. They go to church up there where we do. But, of course, today we had David and Dennis and got some tanks moved in. And we got a 3/4 inch rain Thursday. You call Wednesday night, at least it was Wednesday night here when we talked to you. Well, then the next day we got 3/4 inch rain, and it was really welcome because it's done a lot of good on the wheat and rye as well as the row crop ground that we hadn't plowed. First rain we've had, and of course, I don't know how long, but a long time. But Grandpa said since you left here, but it has been a long time. It was really dry, and of course, that's not a whole lot of rain. But it does help, really perk the rye and wheat up. I watered the cattle Thursday, about middle of the morning, and they've been drinking about 700-800 gallons a day. But we have to pump it out of the concrete line or else haul it from the office. But they'd really been soaking the water up. But like I said, I filled it in the tank Thursday morning. And I didn't fill it again until today, which had been 2 days, and it was only down about 6 inches then. So they've been getting plenty of water, I guess, off the wheat and rye, and didn't need to drink so much. They're doing real good. We're having a few to bloat, not anything bad. Had one that we had let the air out of this week, but that's the only one we've had to do anything with. But first thing for morning, you can always find two or three of them that's puffed up a little bit. We've lost about all we hope to lose. May lose some more, though. You just can't ever tell about that. But anyway, they're getting along pretty good. Look like they're going to be pretty heavy by delivery time, which will be about a month before you get here. Which, of course, they'll still be in the feed pen. We can go look at them. The one I sent you the picture of, the black one with white spot in his face and white spot on his shoulder. The reason I took a picture of him, I can always remember him. He's a big old pet. He just hangs around the water tank there all the time. And always wanting me to scratch his head or something. Kind of one of my favorites, as Jess's granddad would say. We won't tape the other side of this tape tonight. When Sherry gets back, well, we'll let her talk on it, because I'm satisfied she has lots of things to tell you. Of course, needless to say, we was really beside ourselves when we got your tape and phone call telling us that your early out had been approved. Of course, I know you're happy about it as well as us. Just wish it was about 3 months sooner than what it is, because since this sickness has turned up with Bud, why, we could really use you. But we just have to get along the best we can and hope for the best. Just hope time keeps continuing to go by for you as fast as it has been. It seems like 90 days is a long time, but they pass pretty fast a day at a time, so we'll just kind of look at it that way and look at the whole period. Well, I don't know. Mother, do you have anything else that you thought of to say? She said no. We enjoyed visiting with the Sneeds last night, of course. No doubt you've been in contact with correspondents from Gary. We did have a long letter here the other day from Bill, as I told you in one of the letters I wrote you, that is Bill Timmons. Sure hope it's where you can, and he can get together at least for a little while you're over there, or being you there anyway. Ruby called, I believe it was Thursday night, maybe Wednesday night, I don't recall which, might have been Tuesday, I don't know, one night this week. She came to get her car tags and inspection sticker, and one of Bill's sisters and her two girls was with her, so they didn't visit anybody. They just came and got her car tags and all, and they stopped at the Fay somewhere to eat. She called us from there. She had to be back to work. Well, she had one more day, and they was going up to Dumas to spend the night with Bill's uncle and aunt there, and then go on home, and so she'd be there then to go to work the next day. And it was always 6 o'clock in the evening when she called. So could understand her not taking time to come by and visit. I'm transferred $90 out of your account like you instructed me to on the phone. Maybe the government just paying you what you're worth over there. When you think they're paying you extra, maybe they just think you're worth more than you do. Anyhow, I guess they'll get straightened out sometime. I've got, I believe it's 4 bonds now. They're in the bank box, and that are yours. It's come in since you left, and or at least that's how many I've got. I suppose that's what you're supposed to have.